Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alex Cora on this radio station yesterday afternoon making excuses for Rafi Devers. I mean, it's dumpster fire time, so we're refusing to talk to the media, and I don't know what the – I don't buy the language barrier excuse or what. I mean, what's he pissed off about? Is he pissed off at himself? Is he pissed off at what they did at the trade deadline when he was asking him to do something at the trade deadline? It wasn't enough as far as he's concerned.
I think if you're Rafi Devers, you're looking at this team and you're saying, all right, I made a deal with these guys, and now all the media is going to ask about what a failure this season was again.
Okay, well, and you I don't answer want, it. You're being paid $30-plus million. Dollars. You answer the question.
But if you're Craig Breslow, you should be answering it as well. So that's why I said at the beginning of the show, it starts at the top. So if your front office isn't answering questions about it, why should you be expected to?
And I get baseball's a little bit different. I believe that it's part of the language barrier, and he is like a shy guy when you see him.
Is there any athlete that you are not willing to make an excuse for?
I'm not making an excuse for him. He's definitely deals with the language barrier, and so that's something that he's probably still learning. He's a shyer guy that doesn't really say much. I mean, we see that all the time. We see plenty of athletes like that.
I don't know. It goes so far with fans when you stand up there and say, hey, we're not getting the job done, and I put myself first. I'm the highest paid guy on this baseball team.
But not everybody has that DNA woven in them. You know what I mean? Not everybody's that type of guy. Like Kawhi Leonard's not that type. Even we talk about Jason Tatum. That's not who everybody is. So you can't expect – like your thing is, Greg, oh, this is what athletes should do. But remember, every athlete isn't built that way. So he's a guy that's not very comfortable with the language and is shy already. So he might not want when things are a little bit rocky because he doesn't know how to, handle that stuff.
He wasn't shy when he was asking for $30 million a year.
That's different.
Right, but I mean, Manny Ramirez was as talented a baseball player as we've ever had, and he had a bad relationship with the media, but when they won, he was,
But even Manny wasn't like, Manny wasn't like Ortiz full on out, willing to talk to the media all the time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm saying so you agree with me then?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But there have been players that don't have a good relationship with the media, but they still talk. Like David Price. I mean, he hated the media. He was getting in fights with members of the media allegedly on planes. Like, but he was still going out and talking. So
why do you need, this is always like, why do you need certain players to talk?
What Greg just said goes a long way.
I think the fans have an interest in it. I think the fans that are still there and still rooting for this Red Sox team would like to hear from Rafi Devers. I mean, I don't know.
Don't you hear from the manager?
But what's he going to say? What's he going to say? Right. I suck right now. We suck right now.
Yeah. Huh.
I mean, I think it's just different when it comes to baseball, too, with the language barrier. I don't sense there's this feeling of a lack of accountability by the baseball team. I feel like the fan base feels the front office failed them again and that Cora has not had a good second half.
Lack of accountability is a perfect way to describe it, Curtis.
Yeah. There's just, but it's top to bottom. Like, we're supposed to have the front office report in 30 minutes. You know, the only time I've seen John Henry at Fenway Park outside of the celebration of Tim Wakefield's life during the radio telethon was when they won the ALDS. All of a sudden, he came up from under the park, and he was everywhere talking about the plan and how great it's been.
Mm. Don't forget, he was at the Winter Classic, Curtis.
John! Hey, Raffy!
Hey, anybody!
That's right. I'm sorry. Not watching Raffy. His hockey team play the Bruins. You know, and it's so frustrating because you hear people like Sam Kennedy say they take it personally. Did you know Sam Kennedy grew up a mile from Fenway Park? He says that, I think, 16 times in interview.
All right.
Where is he? They charge the highest ticket prices in baseball. They're nowhere to be found when things don't go well. And they tried to get around the trade deadline by extending the manager right before the trade deadline was set to occur to make it fan base feel like they actually invested further in the team when they pay Cora things that have nothing to do with the luxury tax.
Text for you, Wiggy, on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Is it concerning to you, Wiggy, that Devers is literally the first guy to leave the stadium after every single game? Is that what Big Poppy did? Where is that what other team leaders do? That's the question for you.
Is it concerning to me? Depending on his performance, right? If you look at his numbers and where he is, and he's clearly on pace to have a better season this year at the plate when it comes to last year. So it's really about performance, like the whole staying afterwards. If you're staying afterwards and it's helping you perform, great. If you're a guy who does what you do and then leave afterwards, but you're still performing well, that's fine. Not everybody has to be at the gym or the field 2 hours before and 2 hours after. Some, you know, as long as your performance is well. I don't subscribe, and I like, this is the part of maybe where sometimes, like, and it never really bothered me as a fan, like, isn't it the job of the coach, or I agree, like, the front office people to do the talking? Like, I'm not tripping that Robert Kraft is not talking. Like, I don't need
You're
him.
You're not?
No, I don't need him to talk.
What bothers Curtis?
Yeah, but that's, it don't bother me. Like, I never really buy into that. So the owner doesn't need to be there telling me what the hell's going on. That's what the manager's for, the coach is for, or maybe the GM.
By the way, bad luck by Kraft having to announce to the world that they're paying Christian Barmore. Like, you really want a round of applause that you're not paying a guy who couldn't play this year? It's just, I love the fact that we've had so much success here. But it has created a massive divide between the owners and the fans because the owners don't feel indebted to the fans. They feel like they've performed well enough that the fans don't deserve to hear true answers about what's going on.
But the fans also, we're such flip-floppers because...
No, we just want to win.
No, I know, but if the owner was like Jerry Jones, we would tell the owner to shut up. We don't want to hear from him. You know what I mean? So it's like, what do we want? Do we want an owner that's more like Jerry Jones, or do you want an owner who's more like Robert Kraft or some of the other owners that are kind of, hey, I hire people to do all the other stuff.
So I want the John Henry and Robert Kraft that first bought their teams and cared deeply about the fan base. That's who I want, not the Robert and John Henry that I see today. They have changed, definitely. And I don't know how you could argue that.
No, I think they've changed in the fact that when it comes, well, at least Sean Henry, as far as spending money, you know, they're normally a team that's in the top 10. They'll finish just outside of it. But I definitely think that they tighten their wallets up a little bit here in the past few years.
Right, because they don't have that urgency to win. When John Henry bought the team, it was a mandate to get rid of the 86-year curse. Mm-hmm. And that was when they lost in 03, Larry Lucchino wrote a letter to season ticket holders.
Yep.
They acquired Curt Schilling. They signed Keith Folk. They traded Nomar. Boom, they win a World Series. And in the middle of that, they tried to get A-Rod. Like, that whole way of operating the team has changed dramatically. And with the Patriots, Robert Kraft thought it was him that the reason they won those championships. And clearly, when you watch the tumbleweeds, it had nothing to do with him. It was about having a great quarterback, good coach helped, and a lot of good players.
Well, I'll give it to Alex Cora. At least he still shows up.
He's talking.
And goes on with Arcan and Hart and still does the interview.
He's talking.
And so he's still, or the That is the official name is the WEEI Afternoon Show.
In the afternoon.
Ooh, Shime, I like that. I like a good jingle.
Me too.
I really like that.
If Buenos Aires is good morning, Courtney, how do you say good afternoon?
Buenas noches work for both?
No, buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes.
Okay. Yeah.
Greg, I actually have another version of that if you'd like.
Oh, I love it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I kind of like that one.
Oh,
can we get those for the morning too? I like those.
I could probably figure it out. I got one more if you want it.
Oh, yes. I love it.
Because I got, you know.
Yes, okay. Ooh, love it, Sean.
Subtle. Can we hear that second one again?
I love it. You know, Curtis prefers the second one. Love
boom.
It.
Bops.
Love it. This is David from Florida. Hello, David.
Hello again.
Hey, what's up, David?
I couldn't help it. When I heard what Cora said about 2 minutes ago, I just couldn't help but calling in. There's a culture problem in this team now, and it starts with, I mean, obviously it starts at the top with Henry. Henry's an idiot. But Cora is in the locker room every day, and he is just pathologically too permissive. He's making excuses for Devers. Devers is supposed to be a leader. Let him go out and take classes or study online. Let him learn how to speak the English language. Not that I'm sounding, I don't want to sound bigoted or anything, Cora is just too permissive. He's too docile. And it's just making me sick. Everything about him, everything about this guy it's preposterous.
Yeah.
And this guy is not a good manager. No business being where he is. He's not a leader.
This is back to what Wiggy says, which is that in Major League Baseball, the manager is really not that important. So
is he or is she? And when you think about it, right? I know you hold Alex Cora to a high regard, and I'm not saying he's not a good manager, but and that's the thing. I understand baseball is different than other sports. So when you have other sports where it's about trying to motivate guys, having like, you know, these type of leaders in the locker room, who's the guy that walks around with the Joe Clock bat? We had Willie McGinnis. I understand that baseball is a different appeal and it's a different feel, and maybe locker rooms or clubhouses are different. But
not to mention they've had a lot of night games, Triple E. I mean, that's going to be a tough thing to overcome.
The manager, it's more about, I would say, getting guys not to, in baseball, maybe not to, not, I don't want to say.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, give up's the wrong word, but just maybe feel like we're out of it.
Text for you, Wiggy, mm-hmm. from New Hampshire.
Can we just talk about all the texts that are correcting Buenos Aires not meaning good morning?
Oh, yeah. That they missed that.
Yeah, unfortunately, I wish that I could correct Curtis on that. I have a lot of people saying, correct Curtis. He is making fun of me
for saying that
a few weeks ago.
yes, you did.
Swing and a miss. You know, I was not good at Spanish.
Hey, go back and listen to the news today and hear me handle the dumbest of the day. You'll feel better about yourself.
So good morning in Spanish is buenos what?
Mañana. No.
You took Spanish for like 3 years.
Buenos mañanas.
At Boston College, you took it for 3 years.
3 years at BC and in high school.
And in high school.
And in middle school.
How do you say good morning?
And you don't know how to say good morning?
Okay.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
Starts with a D.
Buenos dias.
Yay!
There you go.
Right. Buenos dias, buenos tardes, buenos noches.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
So anyway, New Hampshire text, and hello to everybody. I miss the New Hampshire people.
Yeah.
I love today. What a weird day.
We haven't seen them since Bernie's.
Oh, I love him.
But I believe that you have a snow show to look forward to, at least one, maybe two.
Okay.
In New Hampshire this winter. Okay?
All right.
I think we'll go back. I'm hoping we'll go back to Loon.
Oh, claro que sí.
Anyway, Wiggy is so right. Entire region are flip-floppers. Everybody hated when Bill didn't talk much, and now everybody hates on Mayo for talking too much.
Bingo.
There is no flip-flopping. No matter who you are, when you're losing, you will get ripped. That's why Bill's gone. That's why people are all of a sudden mad at Cora. They haven't changed. The team's success changed. That's all it is. People view... Like, when the Bruins lost the last couple of years, were people mad at the Jacobs family? No. The team was viewed to be good enough to compete.
Right.
They were mad at the players or the coach. The Red Sox do not have a team that is worthy of a championship today. So when they get eliminated, there will be frustration about the second half, but the real animus will be directed towards the front office. But how you act is not relevant. It's how you play, and if you're playing poorly, they will rip how you act.
But if you're Rafi Devers, you can overcome some of that with some fans by just standing up there and talking to the media and talking to the fans through the media.
But we have so many examples of guys that didn't talk to the media and won and were loved. So you could be a dink and not talk and still be loved if you perform.
This is Joe in the car. Hey, Joe.
Good morning. Congratulations on the number one show for the month of August. I knew that was going to happen.
Thank you, Joe.
But, Chris, I got a favor to ask you, but before I go there, Wiggy, I'm going to agree with you. I can't believe I am, but you're right. There's a whole bunch of flip-floppers, man. This nation, it's flip-flopping. Curtis, you are so on it, buddy, because it's how the team performs, but unfortunately... The manager or the coach is going to get the rift of it. So that's just how sports are. Curtis, I need you to do me one favor. When you have Mayo, and you're the guy for this, when Mayo comes on next week, I need you to ask him, where's the bag of cash? Because I'm still waiting for the bag of cash. I don't see any cash.
Greg actually addressed that with him first after we – so what was that conversation after the draft?
That was a while ago.
Yeah.
And
burn some cash.
And he said it was a in hindsight, he would have said it differently.
We got cash, we just can't burn it.
We're ready to burn some cash.
Hold on, Greg, I didn't mean it. Let me put that in context, Greg. We got cash, we just can't burn it. It's in a safe somewhere. Robert said we can't get to that safe.
Robert Kraft is online too.
Young Thundercat.
Gerard. Thunder online too.
You need like the two thumbprints to get in the safe. I got mine on it, but unfortunately, Robert's not putting his thumb on the other one. So we got cash. It's there, but we can't burn it. I'd like to burn it, but we can't.
So the cameras have left. The Netflix have left the Red Sox. They're that bad. Yeah, Smitty.
How?
MLB said that they haven't been visible around the team for the last month. Mm. So I don't know what they're doing.
What are they going to do about the Netflix series?
I have no idea, but...
Shelve it.
Slow Horses or Old Horses.
Oh, wait, did you watch Slow Horses?
Yes, two episodes in.
You took a recommendation of mine.
Uh-oh.
What did you think?
Excellent.
Ah, Curtis. It's so good.
It
That's
really
what he
good.
Said about Lady in the Lake yeah. after 2 episodes.
You did.
I'm telling you.
You're back.
Sometimes I miss.
Yep.
But generally, my recommendations when it comes to television or film are spot on.
I actually thought it was a story about you.
new season dropped. There are 4 seasons now that you can watch on Apple when it comes to Slow Horses. Highly recommend.
So you have to go back to season one
in order
to keep
up. Yes, but it gives you a lot of binge material.
All right.
I have a recommendation, too, if you're looking for something to binge this weekend. Tell Me Lies. Season 2 came out yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Season 1 was, in my mind, a perfect show.
See, I didn't watch that.
Spooky.
But DMs was all over that last night.
It was a show that when I finished, it was, I couldn't, and they waited like over a year for the next season to come out.
Yeah, I don't want to I don't read into things, but DMs watched that.
Okay.
What's it called?
Tell Me Lies on Hulu.
And then she was watching it on the couch. I, because I'm very responsible, went to bed.
Huh? Are you going to die?
DMs never returned to bed.
Oh.
Well,
she stayed on the couch.
It's
with Bullet.
Oh, watching.
The main character, the male main character,
yeah.
Bad guy.
Okay. All right. Wake yourself up when it's over and come to bed.
Well, she fell asleep on the couch.
Okay. But I mean, that's what older people do.
Yeah, that is generally my grandmother.
I like falling asleep on the couch.
Turn the couch into her bed.
Yeah, Santa wakes me up and says bedtime, and then
really
love the couch.
All right, well, stay away from long legs. I saw that.
Oh, that looks so scary.
Stay away from that.
Long legs.
Yeah, it's a scary. It's kind of Nicolas Cage is pretty good his acting job, but stay away from that.
All right,
did the Perfect Couple come out today?
Huh?
The Perfect Couple.
Yes, it comes out today. The Perfect Couple. On Netflix.
Ooh.
I will be binging that immediately upon the ending of today's program.
You really are needy, huh? You wanted somebody in bed. Wouldn't you rather just have the space?
Well, I like to cuddle.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a cuddler.
I'm a big cuddle guy.
We call it a snuggle, though.
Okay. I thought it was a different S.
No, we like to snugs.
Yeah. I turn the other direction if I have to fart. In case you're wondering.
I can't imagine why Lindsay didn't want to come to bed. Did you have nachos for dinner?
Are we going to hammer the shime on tonight's game next?
Yeah, if you'd like to, I'd be happy to.
By the way, your favorite, Nick Kostos, back on the show tomorrow.
Love Nick.
Starts tomorrow at 9:30.
And then he just have a baby?
Yes.
I think so, okay. Yeah. Right. So tomorrow, 9:30, all of your winning bets, no sweats, with our guy Kostos. We will take a break, but we'll hammer the shime for the start of the NFL season next.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.